Good day. This is your host, Paige Estritori, coming to you this Sunday, June 8th, 2025, with Financial Services Online's weekly wrap of key financial stories. So let's get started. Turning first to an emerging story-making headlines, Westpac's Rams Home Loan subsidiary is once again in the spotlight with brewing trouble on the horizon as it faces allegations of serious misconduct. Our sources reveal that the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, accuses Rams of using fraudulent documents in over 80 reported incidents to wrongly approve loans. This dark echo of Westpac's 2018 scandal, when the bank was heavily fined for comparable practices, rattles the public confidence in our financial world. Experts warn the upcoming penalties could potentially eclipse $100 million, though a more reasonable estimate settles around $30 million. This case underscores ongoing governance challenges at Westpac, and according to industry insiders, could trigger stricter regulations across the financial sector. As Westpac braces for ASIC's legal action, the bank is expected to double down on compliance efforts in a bid to rebuild its reputation and customer trust. The spending behavior of Aussies continues to trend towards the cautious side. This highlights an unexpected response to economic stimulus and holiday periods. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows a timid 0.1% rise in household expenditure in April, with noticeable spending increases in venues focused on recreation and hospitality. However, Australians appear to prefer saving and reacting conservatively to the global dynamic, leading some experts, including Commonwealth Bank's senior economist Belinda Allen, to describe spending growth as underwhelming. Despite some positive signs from the GDP and a super holiday period in April, concerns remain about a per capita recession. From banking to casinos, Australia's financial sector faces challenges on multiple fronts. The Star Casino is the latest establishment to join this less-than-exclusive club as it faces potential penalties by AUSTRAC over significant breaches of anti-money laundering laws. Despite evidential links to criminal syndicates and anonymous cash transactions, the casino's proposed $100 million penalty falls far short of AUSTRAC's requested $400 million. This case emphasizes the urgency for reforms and vigilance in anti-money laundering compliance to safeguard Australia's financial integrity. Last but not least, ASIC gears up to intensify its oversight on our nation's growing private credit market. The move follows concerns over these high-risk products infiltrating the retail distribution market. ASIC Commissioner Simone Constant announced the initiative as part of a multi-year program. As ASIC continues to align with international standard, stakeholders expect a forthcoming detailed insight into the capital market's trajectory. That wraps up this week's financial news roundup. Stay tuned next Sunday for more insights on Australia's financial landscape with me, Paige Estritori. Until then, for all your loan needs, personal or business, remember that you can count on us at Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au.